Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, peace be with you. We talked yesterday about this notion of repair, what we need to understand when it comes to our own self, when we got and we get this consciousness with our own heart, with our own destiny, with our own relationship to God and relationship to ourself. And at that point, we understand that yes, yesterday we were an innocent baby, and with time things are changing, and with our consciousness we understand that we have to deal with our own self, and it's not always easy to deal with our weaknesses, to deal with our failures, with our setbacks, and even with our mistakes during our life. And the point is that when we deal with many of the scholars and the ulama, when we are talking to them, they are right with one thing. They are telling us, this is the way, this is where you have to go, and this is what you have to do. You have to pray, you have to fast, you have to give zakat, and so on and so forth. We know that we have to do all this. The point here, and this is what is missing very often in the spiritual discourses that we have, is not only to know where we have to go, because this could be obvious, but what are we bearing? What is the burden that is on our shoulders, and in which way we have to deal with it? And no one on earth can know it except God and yourself, because this is something that you have to deal, and you have it in the Quran, when you have to come and when the weight are going to be heavy or they are going to be light. This is what we have to deal with during our life. So yes, know the way, know where you are heading, but know also what you are holding, what you are bearing in your heart and in your life. Meaning that you have to deal with your relationship with God, but your relationship with your parents, the legacy that you are holding, the legacy that you are bearing, the legacy that is in fact educating you and helping you, and sometimes being a hurdle, being an obstacle in the way you are going to deal with the Islamic principles and with your own faith. So when you deal with this, you understand that, as I said, life is a pilgrimage, and during this pilgrimage you come back to yourself, and with this awareness, this consciousness, you are dealing with yourself, and you know, okay, this is where I have to go. I know that God is expecting from me to follow this path, but at the same time, He's expecting from me, if I want to deal with the principles, if I want to be faithful to the rituals, if I want to be a man or woman of faith, I have to deal with everything which is an obstacle between me and my heart, me and the purity of my life. And at one point, if you know where you are heading, you should start to be aware, to be and to have this kind of lucidity with your own personal intimacy, your own heart, in order to repair what should be repaired and fixed today, tomorrow, and for the time to come. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.